I would like to call this meeting to order at 9 a.m. I would also like, as a courtesy to all, that you ensure that you have turned off your cell phones and pagers. Each director received notice of this board meeting. The public meeting notice was properly posted as required by law. First off, I'd like to start by welcoming our newly appointed director, Cindy Olson-Borland, who comes from us from Round Rock and is succeeding Director John Stonson. Cindy, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Hope you enjoy your time here. I'd also like to extend congratulations to our newly reappointed directors, Chris Adams, Robert Christian, Carolyn Johnson, and Jean Kilgore. Once you're in, you never get out. So.
That's what I think.
We appreciate you also going down to the confirmation hearings. I heard that they were a good bit of fun. At this time, we've set aside time to hear from you, the general public. Those of you that are interested in providing comments should fill out one of the cards provided at the table outside the door to the boardroom with your name and contact info information on it. If you are interested in making comments about the agenda item number 7, the Possum Kingdom Granbury Whitney Water Management Plan, we will give you an opportunity to comment prior to the presentation on them. At this time, we have some cards. We encourage you to speak your mind, tell us your thoughts. Be mindful, however, that while you can say anything you wish, the board cannot deliberate or discuss the issues that are not posted on the meeting notice. That is not our requirement. That is the state law. The board is limited in its ability to participate in discussions or deliberations by the provisions of the Open Meetings Act. The Open Meetings Act authorizes government body to give members of the public an opportunity to speak to at a public meeting and provide comments. However, the board may not deliberate or act on any matter which has not been specifically posted on the agenda. In an effort to provide everyone with an opportunity to speak, we request that each presentation be limited to 3 minutes. And at this time, we have three cards. First will be Steve Louder speaking on divestiture and organizing maybe Lakeview.
Good morning. My name is Steve Louder. I'm the manager of Maybe Lakeview. I seem to be the only one from Possum Kingdom, I think, that is here today because of the fire, and our thoughts and prayers are with everyone there at the lake. And I see Mr. Iltis isn't here as well because that's one of the command posts. The purpose of my being here today is that y'all have on your agenda the executive session on discussing the sale lease value of real property at Possum Kingdom. And I want to thank this board. In July of last year, there was an agenda item to increase rents by 25% for those particular leases on five-year periods. And the board, not unanimously, but did vote to table that issue until further discussion from the staff and input from the staff. And I understand that since that time, that y'all have employed Integra Realty Advisors out of Houston to evaluate 49 commercial leases at Possum Kingdom for the land value. And I understand in October of last year, you've got a value of the land with FERC restrictions in place, a second value of the land with FERC restrictions lifted, and then you also have a third value of what the 2010 appraisal district values those 49 leases for land value. And as you go towards decommissioning the dam, in the spring of 2010, you commenced a study for the water management plan of Granbury and Possum Kingdom solely based on what happens if the dam is decommissioned and you're not going to be using the hydroelectric facilities anymore. And you're going to have an opportunity to discuss that on later agenda item. And as a lessee, not knowing what our future is, not knowing what we're able to do, and we would like to buy our properties, we hope that this board at this meeting can give us direction on how you're going to treat us in the future. So, and I wanted to read, there's a lot of folks that would have been here to speak with me on their other properties, but they're literally holding down their forts. There was also the residential 30 leases are in the same situation. There's a total of 80 leases. We'd all like to buy our property under the same terms and conditions that you sold 1,600 leases this past fall. Thank you all very much for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Louder. Next, I have Mark Judd Fortson speaking on allowing new cottage site leases for PCAT.
Thank you for allowing me to come here today. Basically, my situation actually is pretty similar to his. I have a cottage site lease that I'm not able to sell because can't get a mortgage for it because the banks require a longer period of, you know, lease term before they'll do a loan. So I've got a property I can't sell, and I've got a buyer that's interested and was actually about to close right before the land deal happened. And so we've just kind of been waiting around, and I was hoping that if we could at least lift the moratorium on maybe new leases, that would benefit me greatly, or an exception. But that's basically it. I've just got a property that's kind of in limbo right now. So thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Fortson. And finally, I have one from Lee Overstreet. Mr. Overstreet, do you want to speak now, or would you prefer to wait till the agenda item number 7? Okay, very good. We will give you time to speak at that point. Let's see. Seeing that we have no other cards, we'll move on with our regular agenda.